name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation on this feast day of Our Lady Guadalupe. What a beautiful feast day, Our Lady Guadalupe. So as we start off our conversation, we'd like to invite Mary to be with us, Our Lady Guadalupe. And pray the prayer that she loves most. The prayer is the Hail Mary, also known as the Angelic Salutation. So let's turn to Mary and ask Mary to pray with us and to pray for us. Together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now I'd like to invite to be with our spiritual director. Our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has many wonderful, wonderful titles, among which would be, he's known as the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. He's also known as the Interior Master. Holy Spirit is also known as our Sanctifier. St. Paul in the letter of the Romans says we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say Abba. Abba, which means Father. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to bless us in a very special way with his divine presence, to give us a lot of light, a lot of peace, a lot of joy. As we pray, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Juan Diego, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. After praying with all of you, I will pray for all of you in the greatest of all prayers, which is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I'd like to place on the altar Ernesto, who passed away yesterday. Pray for one of my brothers whose birthday it is today. He's big 65. My brother Tom. And I have another brother whose birthday is tomorrow. So back to back. You know, I'd like to pray for all of our families. For the conversion, the sanctification, the salvation of our family members. I'd like to pray also for those who will be dying sometime today, that they would die in the peace of Christ. What I'd like to do today is, today I'd like to read through a report by Don Antonio Valeriano, a Native American author of the 16th century, taken from the Nikan Mopowa, which is one of the best summaries of what happened in Mexico in 1531. So I'd like to read through this and comment on it, and it's from a report by Don Antonio Valeriano, a Native American author of the 16th century. This is probably the most authentic source you can have if you want to know the essence of what happened in Mexico with respect to Our Lady of Guadalupe. So here we go. This is at daybreak one Saturday morning, 1531. Saturday, of course, is the day dedicated to Mary. Very appropriate. On the very first days of the month of December, so that's December 12th, an Indian named Juan Diego, now he's Saint Juan Diego, was going from the village where he lived to Tlatelolco, in order to take part in divine worship and listen to God's commandments. So Juan Diego was already 57 years old, going to travel like about 11 miles to go to Mexico so that he could listen to God's divine commandments. Ongoing catechism. Ongoing formation. And to participate in divine worship, which means going to Mass. So when he came near the hill called Tepeyac, dawn had already come, and Juan Diego heard someone calling from the top, the very top of the hill. Juanito, Juan Dieguito. So he went up the hill and he caught sight of a lady of unearthly grandeur, whose clothing was as radiant as the sun. As you can see in my studio, you notice that I always have Our Lady of Guadalupe in the background. Then she said to him in words both gentle and courteous, Juanito, Juanito, the humblest of my children. Know and understand that I am the ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of the true God, through whom all things live. And then she said, it is my ardent desire that a church be erected here . So it's interesting when Our Lady appears in Lourdes, Fatima, and Guadalupe, she's always asking for a church to be built. Then she expresses why. So that in it I can show and bestow my love, compassion, and help. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? My love, my compassion, and my help. And protection. Dwell and inhabit this land. And to those others who love me. So whoever goes there, and that's turning out to be one of the most visited places in the world. That they might call upon and confide in me. So have confidence in this woman who is the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, and the Mother of each and every one of us. And she says, go to the bishop of Mexico to make known to him what I greatly desire. Go and put all your efforts into this. So Juan Diego arrived at the presence of the bishop, Fray Juan de Zumárraga, who was a Franciscan. But the latter did not seem to believe Juan Diego and answered, come another time and I will listen at leisure. So Juan Diego returns to the hilltop in the Tepeyac when he's going back home, where the Heavenly Lady was waiting, and he said to her, my lady and maiden, I presented your message to the bishop, but it seemed that he did not think it was the truth. For this reason, I beg you to entrust your message to someone more illustrious who might convey it in order that they may believe it, for I am only an insignificant man. What great humility. What great humility in the person of Juan Diego. Then she answered him, humblest of my sons, ask that tomorrow you again go to see the bishop and tell him that I, the ever-Virgin Holy Mary, Mother of God, am the one who personally sent you. But on the following day, Sunday, the bishop again did not believe Juan Diego and told him that some sign was necessary so that he could believe that it was the Heavenly Lady herself who sent him. And then he dismissed Juan Diego. So we arrive now at Monday. Monday, Juan Diego did not return because his uncle, Juan Bernardino, became very ill. And at night, asked Juan Diego to go to Talitloco at daybreak to call a priest to hear his confession. His uncle felt that he was going to die. So Juan Diego set out on Tuesday, but he went around the hill and passed on the other side toward the east so as to arrive quickly in Mexico City to avoid being detained by the Heavenly Lady. But she came out to meet him on that side of the hill and said to him, "Listen, understand, my humblest son, there is nothing to frighten and distress you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and let nothing upset you. Is it not I, your mother, who is here? Are you not under my protection? Are you not fortunately in my care? Do not let your uncle's illness distress you. It is certain that he has already been cured. Go up to the hilltop, my son, where you'll find flowers of various kinds. Cut them and bring them into my presence." When Juan Diego reached the peak, he was astonished that so many Castilian roses had burst forth at a time when the frost was severe. He carried the roses in the folds of his tilma, or the mantle, to the Heavenly Lady. She said to him, "My son, this is the proof and the sign which you'll bring to the bishop, so that he will see my will in it. You are my ambassador, very worthy of trust." So Juan Diego set out on his way, now content and sure of succeeding. On arriving at the bishop's presence, he told him, "My lord, I did what you asked. The Heavenly Lady complied with your request and fulfilled it. She sent me to the hilltop to cut some Castilian roses and told me to bring them to you in person. And this I am doing, so you can see in them the sign you seek in order to carry out her will. Here they are, receive them." So he immediately opened up his white mantle, and as all the different Castilian roses scattered to the ground, there was drawn on the cloak, and suddenly appeared the precious image of the ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of God, in the same manner as it is today, and is kept in her shrine of Tepeyac. The whole city was stirred and came to see and admire her venerable image and to offer prayers to her. And following the command which the same Heavenly Lady gave to Juan Bernardino when she restored him to health, they called her by the name that she herself had used, the ever-Virgin Holy Mary of Guadalupe. So isn't that beautiful? Very rarely do I spend my time with you reading the whole message, but I thought today I would read the whole message of Our Lady Guadalupe. And as Sophie has already posted, it's from the Nican Mopua of Don Antonio Valeriano. That's probably the best, I would say this is the most authentic source to know the essence of what happened in the year 1531 with Juan Diego and Our Lady Guadalupe. So my friends, I have Mass in a couple minutes in Our Lady Guadalupe, in honor of Our Lady Guadalupe. I'll place all of you on the altar and pray that through Mary's intercession that all of you on her feast day will receive many, many, many graces. And I will give you, my friends, my priestly blessing. So you might share this with your friends. Basically, I've just read out and commented briefly the most authentic account of Our Lady Guadalupe. Share this with your friends, please. Share this with your friends. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.